All right, so you want the inside scoop on Trust Capital Fund, this new bridge lender in Poland? Well, strap in because their business plan, it's a wild ride.
It is.
We're talking about a company making some serious moves, aiming to be a major player in bridge financing, and not just in Poland, but across Europe. And get this, they're brand new, officially launched this year,
That's right.
but their founders, not new to this game at all.
Right. They've got over a decade of experience under their belts
Wow.
from a company called Ascot Finance.
Ascot Finance. Okay. So give us the rundown. What's the story with Ascot?
So they racked up over 10 years navigating the Polish lending market.
Okay, so paint us a picture here. What kind of market are we talking about? Did they just cruise to the top?
Well, they had a strong start for sure, pulling in 700,000 euro in revenue their first year.
That's not bad.
Not bad at all.
Yeah.
They even managed to attract investment from existing clients, which is always a good sign.
Right, definitely.
But then in 2018, legal changes in Poland kind of forced them to switch gears.
Interesting.
Yeah, they had to shift their focus from high-end individuals to serving businesses.
Okay, so a bit of a curveball there. How'd they handle that?
Like champs. By 2018, they were pulling in 9.5 million in revenue.
Wow.
Became a real force in corporate financing.
Good for them.
Of course, then the pandemic hit.
Oh, yeah.
And everyone felt that.
Yeah, 2020 was a tough year for pretty much every business out there.
Absolutely. Ascot wasn't immune. Investors got nervous, revenues took a hit, but this is where their experience really shows, you know? They brought on Mariusz Malinowski in 2019, and he helped them navigate those crazy times. By 2023, back on the upswing.
Okay, so they weathered the storm, which brings us to this year, 2024, and the launch of TCF. So the million-dollar question is, why? Why start from scratch after putting Ascot back on the map?
So they saw a gap in the market, a funding bottleneck. Traditional banks in Poland can be slow, risk-averse, you know the drill.
Yeah.
And there's this huge unmet demand for fast, flexible financing,
Yep.
especially in real estate.
So they saw this opening, right? This need for speed and flexibility, and thought, this is our moment.
Exactly. And they're laser-focused on filling that gap with their loan products.
Okay, so break it down for us. What are they actually offering? What does a TCF loan look like?
So they're all about bridge loans. Short-term financing secured by real estate.
Okay.
Think loan amounts ranging from 24,000 on the low end to 2.4 million.
Wow, okay.
Interest rates hovering around 20% annually.
20%. So these are not,
They're not for the faint of heart.
No, they're not messing around, are they? They must be pretty confident in their ability to pick the winners, the projects that are actually going to deliver.
Yeah, that confidence comes from their experience and a very selective approach to collateral.
Okay.
They really favor liquid real estate,
Makes sense.
apartments, houses, commercial properties. And they stick to a maximum loan-to-value ratio of 50%,
Smart.
meaning they're not lending out more than they're comfortable losing,
Right.
which is just smart risk management.
Yeah, for sure. But what makes these loans truly stand out? Is it just the speed?
Speed is a huge factor. I mean, TCF prides itself on lightning-fast processing,
Okay.
aiming to get funds disbursed within 24 hours of meeting all conditions,
Wow.
which in the world of bridge lending, where time is often of the essence,
Yeah.
that's practically unheard of. But it's not just about speed, it's about flexibility too.
Okay.
They offer tailored repayment structures, even allowing early repayment after 6 months, in some cases without penalty.
Wow, 24 hours. That's incredible. You know, there's this case study in this business plan that really brings this to life. It's about this lawyer in Tricity who needed to buy this resort property, redevelop it. He needed over 2 million euros, but traditional lenders were like, whoa, this is too risky.
That's case study one,
Yeah.
strategic land acquisition and development.
That's the one. TCF saw the potential, did their due diligence, and approved the loan in just a few days.
Impressive.
And get this, they structured it so that he could repay early without penalty once he secured a buyer for the redeveloped property, which he did. Nice. And ultimately, the property ended up being valued at over double its original purchase price.
Wow. Talk about a win-win.
Right. So it's a win for the borrower, a feather in TCF's cap. Really shows their sweet spot.
Absolutely.
They're looking for those smart and ambitious projects with experienced people at the helm, and they're willing to move quickly when they see an opportunity.
Yeah, they're not afraid of taking calculated risks.
Exactly. But they're not just laser focused on resorts, right? I mean, real estate is their bread and butter,
Right.
but they're open to considering other sectors as well.
That's correct. While they primarily focus on real estate, they are open to loans in other sectors, except for agriculture.
Okay.
They acknowledge that agriculture has its own set of challenges, you know, ones they're not quite equipped to handle right now.
So it's about calculated risks, but also knowing your lane, knowing your strengths.
Exactly.
Speaking of which, bridge lending, it inherently comes with risks.
Yeah.
You're dealing with shorter timelines, higher interest rates, often more complex projects. So how are TCF planning to mitigate those risks? How do they make sure they're making smart loan decisions? They've got this ambitious plan, right? But they're not naive to the risks involved in bridge lending.
Right.
What's their secret sauce for making sure they're making smart loan decisions?
Well, their secret sauce is actually not so secret. It's right there in their business plan.
Okay.
Experience and a multi-layered risk management approach.
Got it.
They start with incredibly thorough client assessments.
Okay.
We're talking rigorous KYC procedures, deep dives into credit histories, meticulous collateral verification.
So no cutting corners, even with that 24-hour turnaround goal.
Absolutely not. They seem to understand that speed without due diligence is a recipe for disaster.
Right.
And remember, their conservative approach to LTV ratios, that 50% maximum,
yeah,
that's another safety net.
Right.
A way to ensure they're not over-leveraging themselves and have a buffer against potential losses.
Makes a lot of sense. But even with the best due diligence, things can still go wrong.
Sure.
How does TCF plan to handle defaults or situations where borrowers struggle to repay?
That's where their in-house legal team comes in.
Okay.
This team manages all the documentation, all the compliance, and importantly, debt collection, if it comes to that.
Okay.
They're not just outsourcing this crucial aspect. They've got dedicated experts on staff to navigate the complexities of debt recovery.
So they're prepared for all scenarios. It's not just about saying yes to loans. It's about managing the entire life cycle of that loan.
You got it. And they go beyond just the numbers.
Okay.
They have a system for prioritizing clients based on a range of factors, including creditworthiness, collateral value, even the client's communication style and responsiveness.
Interesting. So they're paying attention to the human element, the softer signals that can indicate the likelihood of a successful outcome.
Exactly. Their experience has taught them that strong relationships and open communication are crucial for minimizing risk.
Okay.
It's about building partnerships, not just transactional lending.
Got it. Okay, so they've got the experience, the risk management, the focus on building strong relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's talk expansion. They're starting in Poland, but their business plan makes it clear they have much bigger ambitions.
Yeah.
Where are they looking to make their mark next, and how do they plan to compete internationally?
They're eyeing European markets with similar characteristics to Poland, growing economies, active real estate markets, a demand for faster, more flexible financing solutions.
Makes sense.
Think Estonia, Ireland, Lithuania.
Okay.
Places with that entrepreneurial spirit, but maybe lacking access to more traditional forms of capital.
So it's a smart expansion strategy, targeting markets where they can leverage their existing expertise and potentially face less competition.
Exactly. Establish a foothold, build a reputation, and then expand strategically from there.
Right.
They're being very deliberate in their approach, which is a good sign.
It is. So let's bring it all together for our listeners.
Yeah.
We've got TCF, a new company, yes.
Yeah.
But built on a solid foundation of experience gained from navigating the ups and downs of the Polish lending market.
Right.
They're targeting a specific and potentially lucrative niche, offering fast and flexible bridge loans secured by real estate.
Mm-hmm.
And crucially, they seem to understand the inherent risks involved.
Yeah.
And have a robust, multi-layered approach to mitigating them.
For sure.
They're clearly not shying away from their ambition to become a major player, not just in Poland, but across Europe.
Definitely not.
But as with any ambitious venture, the question remains, will their strategy translate successfully to new markets and attract the investors needed to fuel their growth?
It's the million-dollar question. It's going to be fascinating to watch how they execute this plan and see if they can really shake up the world of bridge financing.
It really is. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into Trust Capital Fund.
Of course.
We'll be keeping a close eye on their progress, so stay tuned.